Hey everybody, this is Lance from DailyActor.com. Are you excited to see The Fantastic Mr. Fox? I love Wes Anderson. He's got to be one of the most interesting filmmakers working today. And one of his go-to actors, Jason Schwartzman, took some time out and did a conference call in which I was invited to participate. I've seen Jason in most everything he's done, and even when he's playing a pompous jackass like he did in Funny People, you know deep down he's a good guy. Well, once you listen to this, you're going to know that he really is a good guy. Here he talks about The Fantastic Mr. Fox, how they recorded the dialogue, working with George Clooney, Bill Murray, and Meryl Streep, and his take on playing a 12-year-old fox. Enjoy!
This is really exciting. This is really exciting for me. This is, it's really, you know, in this industry, you get to experience so many amazing things that you would never get to do otherwise. Like, just 20 minutes ago, I was sitting in a chair in another room with an earwig in my ear, and I was staring into a camera, and they were patching me in live to all these different morning talk shows all around America, and it was such a weird thing because I would literally be sitting there, and then someone would come through my ear saying, "Hello, Jason, this is Jen and Danny from Detroit or something." And then next thing, I mean, I can't see them, but they can see me, and I'm literally live on television in Detroit. It's such an amazing, like, such a bizarre thing, but it's so cool because it's so unusual, you know? This is by far the largest conference call I've ever been in my life.
Question number two.
Can you relate to your character, Ash, from the film, and if so, how?
Absolutely. When I read the script, I completely related to this character. I mean, I literally, like, down to almost every aspect of it. I am the son of George Clooney and Meryl Streep, of course, in the movie. What if that was the big unveiling?
Yeah, really.
I've gathered you all here today because I am announcing I am officially the son of George Clooney. They've tried to deny it, but it, no. So my character is I'm a adolescent fox, about 12, 13 years old, fox years, and my father is George Clooney, who's this very powerful and handsome and charming fox who's, like, you know, got all the trophies at the high school from when he went there, and was a great athlete, and he's just very charismatic. Myself, I'm little. I haven't hit my growth spurt yet, and I don't have many friends. I get picked on a little bit, quite a bit, actually, and I like a girl who doesn't really like me back and likes my cousin, actually, who's living with us, and he's much taller and more flexible than me. He does yoga. I can relate to my character. I don't think that what I described is a very uncommon thing. I mean, I felt like when I was 12, 13 years old, it's a very, it's an amazing time. And it's also, you know, there's lots of new things happening in one's life. So, you know, in my case, I don't know about everyone, but I was entering a new school, meeting new friends. And I hadn't hit my growth spurt until later. I felt little. I wished I was a better athlete. And I, of course, you know, had lots of friends that, or I liked lots of people and wanted to be friends with people that didn't all the time want to be friends back with me. And it was very weird. I did feel like it was very odd and such a bizarre time. And what's so nice is that in this movie, you know, my character, who is little, he comes to realize and he's embarrassed about being little. And in the end of this movie, it's actually his size that helps save his cousin's life. And what he realizes is that the things that make him different are not things that he should be embarrassed about. They're actually things that make him kind of incredible. And I think that's really the positive message of the movie, and one that I would have loved to have seen when I was a kid, which is basically, it's okay to be, you know, yourself, and, you know, don't worry if, like, you feel different. It's okay. Being different is what's cool and what's great, and we should all be the people that we are, because that's what makes us beautiful. And then, and if we were all the same, think about how, you know, it would be kind of boring, the world. What's so great about the world is how we each have something unique, and it's how we put our uniqueness together to make the world a great place. That's really what's important, and that, to me, is the really inspiring thing about the movie. And what's so, like, so mesmerizing about it is it manages to get that message across in such a great way that is, I think, very poignant for adults. They can realize that too, but for kids, most importantly, it's so clear and does it in such a nice, gentle, great way. And I, like I said, had I seen this movie when I was a kid, it would have saved me some bizarre summers. Let's put it that way. I almost want to show this movie to animals. I wish that was possible. Like, I wish we could screen it just for dogs and cats and foxes and skunks and stuff, just to see if it was playing in that demographic too. This book was read to me when I was young by my mom, and I loved it. I loved imagining the worlds of these foxes, and I really loved the digging. Like, I think, like, there's something kids. I don't know. I can't speak generally for all children, and you guys chime in if. But I feel like when I was a kid, I feel like me and my friends, we were obsessed with digging. We just wanted to dig. I don't know where we thought we were going or what we were doing, but it was all about digging and just getting deeper into the ground. And, like insane, like, projects. Like, today we're going to dig 12 feet. Obviously, we gave up after, like, a foot and a half or something, but the intention was there. And so I loved this book, and I loved imagining the world of these animals, you know, below ground. You know, in their fox homes, and I love the idea too. I always loved being a kid. I always loved seeing all different animals get together. Like, I remember when I was a kid and I saw Care Bears, when Care Bears and Care Bears' cousins joined forces in the end to take on this evil wizard, I was so excited. Like, I was like, look, they're all together. And I think that there's a feeling like this in this movie, seeing the foxes and the skunks and everyone together. So, that said, I think that I think it's a great adaptation of this book, because it really, you know, it's a short book, and I think it's such a perfect marriage of Roald Dahl and Wes Anderson, and it creates this whole new, incredibly appealing, broad movie. It's so funny, and I think adults will be able to just kind of grasp the amount of work that went into it. Like, this is over 3 years in the making, stop motion movie. It's 125,000 still images working, you know, in one movie. Hundreds of animators busting their hands and their brains to make this movie, and it's such an arduous and long process. And I think you can't deny it when you see it how mesmerizingly beautiful it is. This is Wes's finest moment of physical humor. This movie is so funny. Like, what he does with these puppets, what you're able to do with puppets, is hysterical. Like, just some of these scenes are some of the funniest things I have ever seen in my life. I think there's just something funny about these foxes talking and going through the same things that humans do. I think that's why kids will find it funny and be like, whoa, I've never seen that before. I mean, it's like, all, you know, I think there's something funny about these animals going through very relatable emotions.
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
Just want to know what your favorite part of the movie was.
Well, is it okay? I love this one part of the movie, but it's in the end. What should I do in this situation? Can I tell it anyway?
I don't mind, but I don't know.
Guys? Should we get a group consensus on this one?
I'll wait.
I'm good with it.
I think it's okay.
Well, okay. I'm just gonna say it, and then, you know, well, we'll see. I'll give you a couple. I love. There's a scene in the movie at the end of the movie when George Clooney's character, myself, and my cousin and the opossum Kylie are all on a little motorcycle driving back to our home, and we've just rescued my cousin, and we stop and we see a wolf on a distant hill, and it's a really beautiful, beautiful scene. And it actually, it's like a, so heartwarming, because you really, it's just a beautiful moment between these foxes and little animals and this really like this kind of mysterious wolf who's we've heard about the entire movie, and who doesn't talk in this scene, and he's not wearing clothes. He's not like he represents, I guess, the wild. He's a wild wolf, an animal, and it's a beautiful moment where they have this great connection. And in that moment, it really, like, to me, the point of that scene is, let's keep on being free. Let's keep on being animals. And it's such an uplifting moment. And, like, when I've seen it with audiences, like, a bunch of people just break into huge cheers and hooting. And it's such an awesome, awesome scene. And it really just blows my mind. And actually, when we did the movie, you know, we did this movie basically live together as a cast. We didn't do the scenes. None of us really did it separately in recording booths, which is how typical animated movies are done. This one, Wes Anderson had us literally go and move onto a farm together, and we all lived together.
Wow.
And we did. We'd wake up in the morning, have breakfast, and then if there was a scene, for instance, that took place underneath a tree, George Clooney and Bill Murray, everyone would walk over to the tree that we'd find, we'd take our scripts out, and we just start acting out the scenes. And it was basically like doing a movie just with no cameras. So there was actors, the director, Wes, and a sound man, and we were running around and growling and hooting and hollering. And if we had to eat a bunch of food, like in the movie we always are eating like French toast or biscuits, we would literally be eating French toast or biscuits and toast. I mean, it was so much fun. Anyways, one day when we were doing this particular scene with this wolf, we were all about to shoot it, and then Wes, the director, said, you know, we should really get someone to play the wolf so that the guys have someone to act opposite. And we looked around, and Bill Murray was standing there with his hand in his pockets. He took his hands out and said, I can be the wolf. And Bill Murray just took off running, or I guess trotting, and he ran really far away until he was tiny. And then he turned around and actually became the wolf, like it's almost as if he embodied the wolf, and he acted it out for us, and it was so inspiring and so beautiful. And Wes actually took out his camera phone, filmed it, and then sent that footage to the animators to base the wolf off of Bill Murray. So Bill Murray is the uncredited wolf in this movie, and he actually, it was so good, it was as if he practiced it. I mean, it was incredible, his wolf performance. So I think because of what the scene means, what it represents in the movie, and the great warm message that it has in the scene, plus knowing the behind the scenes, what went into that scene, I think that's my favorite scene in the movie. It's really cool. But I'm really happy to see this stop motion animation coming out in such a wide release and getting such a great response from critics and from families and kids who have seen it, because it really is it's a beautiful art form, and there's something to the for the eye that is, I think it's good for the brain, I think it's good for the eye to see a movie that isn't just computer driven, that isn't full of computer effects, that this is a movie that is made by hand with puppets, with little micro sweaters that have all been knitted and little corduroy suits, and all the sets have been built by hand. I think it's good for the eye. I think it literally, it feels good to watch the movie. I've seen it 4 times, and it keeps getting better. And it's like, there's so much detail in it, so much love and care went into the making of the movie. And like I said, just hours and hours of these animators animating this thing. And when you watch it, it literally, like, well, I saw it in London with an audience of people, kids, and the second the movie comes on, everyone in the audience went, oh, like there was this inhale, and it was like such a beautiful, beautiful moment. I was so proud of all the animators, really, because I know some of them were in the room, and to see all their hard work be respected like that is a very nice feeling. And I just think it's not a... I mean, I love Wes, and I'm saying this, but it's not a Wes Anderson movie in the typical sense that it's maybe a movie that is geared to a certain demographic. This is this is a movie for everyone, and I mean that, and it's, I just think it's incredible, and like it's the best movie that I think that I've ever been a part of, and it's the one that I'm the most like excited for people to see. And Meryl Streep even said to me yesterday, she said, in my 30-year career, this is the best reviewed movie of my life. Isn't that crazy? And I was like, whoa, Meryl Streep just spoke to me? Which is honestly how I feel. I'm like, what? You know my name? I can't get over the whole thing, because like I'll be sitting there like we were like on the ground digging, like me and George Clooney and Bill Murray are digging, and I'm like looking around, and it's kind of like an out-of-body experience. Like I popped outside for a second, had a view of it from above, going like, what? I'm on the ground digging with George Clooney and Meryl Streep and Bill Murray? What is happening in the world? This is amazing. And I was thinking, if only my friends could see me now. One last thing that just popped in my brain is, you know, kids, like, I think there's a real sense of freedom in this movie and, like, adventure. That's one thing that really sets us apart, too, from, you know, other Western movies. This is, like, a real adventure movie with lots of action and running and just, like, fun freedom. It's, like, I feel like it's, like going down a hill on a bicycle for the whole movie. It's just fun and exhilarating, you know what I mean? Like, it's super, super uplifting and happy.
So my question is about the tail, and
yep.
I just love that plot device. It seems to give Ash a mission.
Yeah.
That's his rite of passage. You feel like that changes Ash's character, his relationship, or served as a rite of passage in becoming a man fox?
Yes. Well, my character is struggling to get his father's attention or approval in some way. You know, George Clooney's character is a bit consumed with some other, you know, things that he's going through. And it's, you know, there's like a scene, for instance, in the movie where I'm up on a high dive tree jumping into a pool, and I'm up there with my cousin. I scream, "Hey, Dad, look!" And I just do a dive, and it's just awful. And it's like a belly flop. And then my cousin does one, and there's no splash at all. My cousin just gets all the attention and love that I really want. And I am struggling to find a way to say, "Hey, you know, I'm here. You know, I'm your son. I love you." And when he does lose his tail, my character realizes that the way he's going to get his, you know, win his father's love and have a rite of passage and, you know, try to grow up a little is to get this tail back. And he has a mission, and he goes after it. Now, as a plot point, it's very interesting because it furthers the movie along, because he actually gets in more trouble, he doesn't get the tail back initially, and it sets up the whole finale of the movie, and it's incredible. I think it's just great that, you know, he's not able to get the tail back. His cousin actually gets caught, and it's about, you know, I've got to free my cousin. And it's just really nice. And it also, what it does is there's a nice, very emotional scene towards the end of the movie where once my cousin has been caught and he's in this little cage or little box, George Clooney's character and he's asking me where's the cousin, and I'm saying I lost him. We tried to get your tail back, and my dad realizes. I think that he realizes then, kind of just how badly I wanted that attention from him. And I think it begins to dawn on him that his son, you know, really went on quite a ride to try to get something back just for that love. And I think it changes. It's the beginning of the change of their dynamic. So I think it really is interesting. And it is a heartwarming moment. And you know, and it's funny too. I mean, it's funny when he realizes that's what he's going to do. I think it was really funny. I'm going to get my dad's tail back.
Jason, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
This was really fun. I'm totally like I said, I've never done anything like this. This is such a blast, and I'm about to go on my honeymoon right now. Yeah, I'm leaving in like 2 hours to go on my honeymoon, so I'm glad this is the ending of my a bunch of my press for the movie, and this is like, what a way to do it.
There you have it. Thanks, Jason, and thank you for listening. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter. You get freebies, inside information, and tons more. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.